Welcome to episode 2624 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day four of the series we're exploring this week. We are exploring the theme of conscious living, and we're following along with the insight from J.V. Crum III, who was interviewed in the very first episode of this series. You can go back and listen to that interview in episode one and hear the wise words of wisdom he shares. He is a conscious living expert in life and in business. I heard from a fellow meditator how she is appreciating the insight JV shared as she switches to a new career. Well, in today's episode, you are going to be guided as you focus on mental clarity. And when you're making big decisions, sometimes it can be difficult to tune into mental clarity because there's so many distractions, and sometimes it can be difficult to figure out a path to get from point A to point B. And I want to share JV's example he gave with the combustion engine. He says he likes to think of his life as getting from point A to B in the same way as you might consider a combustion engine in your car. There's always a little wear and tear somewhere as you get from point A to point B. And when you consider your own goals and what you're focusing on this week as you live consciously, you might think about your journey from point A to point B and think about what might cause you wear and tear. So this might include negative thoughts that you might be thinking or that others might project onto you. You might consider fear as wear and tear. You might consider overdoing things as wear and tear. You can become overzealous and even overcompensate. All these can make your journey even more difficult. I invite you to do a meditation technique that I know many of you claim is your favorite meditation technique, and that is the mudra. A mudra is simply a way you hold your hands that stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. And in the interview with JV, I asked him to select a mudra for this series, and he mentioned that he doesn't actually do mudras. So I selected a mudra that I notice JV intuitively doing. He may not realize he's doing a mudra, and you may find you do this particular mudra quite a lot. It is the Hakini mudra, and it helps you to focus and to gain that beautiful mental clarity we seek when we're making big decisions. To do it is simple. You simply touch your fingertips and thumb tips together, creating a little space between your palms. And it's a simple mudra that you often see business leaders or world leaders doing because it intuitively is a position we place our hands in when we are reflecting or we're thinking. So you may want to do the Hakini mudra as you meditate today. Now, you'll find this mudra on my Sip and Dome Instagram account where you will see a photo of this mudra. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, make sure your body is comfortable. A relaxed body creates a calm mind. close your eyes and gently elevate them upward, ever so gently. Begin to tune into the rhythm and flow of your breath. When you begin to notice restless thoughts, tune into your breath. Mentally affirm our affirmation this week. I trust perfect timing. I trust perfect timing. Bring to mind your goal you're focusing on as you reflect on conscious living, how you live your life more consciously. Consider something that might be happening in your life and important decisions you're reflecting on. You might place your hands in the Hakini Mudra. Again, touching your fingertips together and your thumb tips together, creating space between your palms, holding this mudra at your chest or in your lap. This mudra of mental clarity. Reflect on how you could go from point A, where you are, to point B, more gently, with less wear and tear on your life in the process. How could you have more positive thoughts? How could you surround yourself with uplifting people? How could you find the answers you are seeking in a positive way, without worry, without fear, all in perfect time? Allow yourself to sit in this stillness, opening up to the answers that are already within you. You are so worth slowing down for.